Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 90 minutes tonight. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight. It's going to be an awesome one, and we are certainly looking forward to tonight's broadcast. If you were with us last week, you will know that we did part one of this topic, Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman. And tonight, after hearing last week's story that brought some people to perhaps shame and tears, tonight's broadcast is proving to be a much, much more exciting show. It's just never underestimate the power of one. What can you say about that? Without delay, we're going to go ahead and bring in my co-host and get her opinion. Actually, we have several co-hosts that will be joining us tonight, and we're going to get their opinions on just not so much last week's show yet, but we're just going to get their opinions on, what do you think about, being a woman? And just so happens that all of my co-hosts are female. Let's go ahead and start with Lady C. She's the only one that's logged in to press one so far. So if you want to speak to the issue tonight, remember to press one. All right, Lady C, let's bring you on board, and hello and welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys had a fabulous day. I hope you guys can enjoy the show, because I know I am going to enjoy it, and we can learn a lot from it tonight. So, hey, everybody.
Hey, awesome. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, and let's go ahead and bring in Ms. Cross. My lead co-host, Ms. Cross, let's bring you in. Good evening and welcome.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well out there this evening.
Okay. Ms. Cross, let me start with you. We're waiting for Monica to press one on her dial to come on in and join us tonight. And we're certainly looking forward to all of the contributions. And, of course, if you want to speak to the issue of tonight's topic, remember to press one. Ms. Cross, let me begin with you before we go into tonight's story. And I also have to give you a reiteration of last week's story, what happened between Vicki and Wallace. But when you hear the thought, if you were to hear that thought without going into last week's broadcast, never underestimate the power of a woman. Let's say a scenario here. Your boss happens to be a male, and he's a chauvinist. And all the women, it's clear that all the women know that he's a chauvinist, he's a sexist as well, and has no real respect for women. And so you're new on the job, Ms. Cross, and all of a sudden now you're like, you know what, they may have been accepting this guy's attitude and behavior and demeaning conduct towards women, but I'm not going to do that. How do you make a difference? Because you've said to the women, I'm not dealing with him with his attitude. And all of them are like, girl, be careful. What do you do, Ms. Cross?
I think, it depends on the situation. But I think it's okay to actually not challenge. I don't want to say challenge. Yeah, but challenge. you know, if you're uncomfortable in a situation, regardless of who it is or what's going on, you know, maybe don't do it in front of everyone, but maybe have, like, you know, a closed-door meeting with him. If nothing changes, you know, you're protected. It's a job. You go to HR. You take it to the right, get to the higher-ups, you know, or up the chain of command, they say. But I don't think that anyone should be subjected to abuse, you know, just because that's your boss.
Wow, wow. Okay, ladies, you're going to bring me in with the same scenario and ask the question. He says, but this time the women tell you, girl, be careful, because two other people challenged him and they went to the boss, as Ms. Cross said. They went higher up. And before you know it, they were fired. What do you do, Lady C? Anything different from what Ms. Cross is saying?
Yes, I probably most likely would react differently due to the fact if he's coming at me on a sexual tip, I'm literally going to embarrass him and stop him in his tracks. Because what's the best way to stopping somebody from, you know, harassing you is embarrassing them.
What?
You know?
Your boss, Lady C? Your boss?
Yes, I'm going to embarrass him. I'm embarrassing because he cannot. I mean, he's violating right now. He's violating all the type of laws right now, you know?
Right. But I would have to realize how serious that could be to bring an allegation of sexual harassment. And then he says, it's your word against mine. Nobody, he's not going to be that stupid to say anything publicly, you know, to you like, hey, I like them pants that you have on. They really fit your buttocks well. He's not going to say that publicly. He might have said that in private. But now when you come out there to embarrass him and he fires you, can you imagine how difficult that might be to try to get a case against him, your word against his?
I'm embarrassing him on the spot. You know, I'm not going to wait until I get, like, in front. You know, wherever he does that, I'm straightening him. Like, I had a supervisor who no longer is at our job now decide that one day he was flirting with all the black girls for some odd reason. Had the nurse tell me one day to sit on his lap, and I looked at him and said, no, I would not sit on your lap. I said, you can have any female here to sit on your lap, but do not ask me to sit on your lap. Yes, he never bothered me again or asked me, because you have to stop the devil in his tracks.
Wow. But maybe he wanted to play Santa Claus that day, you know, to adults.
But he could have kept his gift, you know, because I didn't need no Santa Claus that day.
I love it. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in. I mean, what if he wanted to play Santa Claus, Ms. Cross? Come on, Ms. Cross. What if you like the boss? What if you kind of have a crush on him? You know, you like that macho stuff in the man. Huh?
No. It's the whole thing is you can't cross those boundaries. That's your boss, you know?
Yeah, but I know, like, but you have a crush. Now, come on, Ms. Cross. A lot of women have crushes on bosses like men have crushes on their female bosses. You got a crush on him, Ms. Cross. And he says, you know, come on and sit on my lap and tell me about your problems. He might want to play Santa Claus or therapist that day, Ms. Cross, and you already like him.
No. You don't. That's your ball. You don't cross the boundaries. The woman always ends up losing. There is no way. No. She'll be a fool. You know, because the whole thing is, there. You know, if you want to, if it's that serious, one of you guys move on and you pursue the relationship. But all that, you know, come sit on my lap. No, that's disrespectful. You know, if I'm sitting here looking at it, that's disrespectful. Like, I don't know. Like, I want you to respect me as a person. I want you to respect me as a woman. Just because you're my boss, that don't mean you can cross lines. There's boundaries, you know.
I
think he's cute all day, but that don't mean he should talk to me. And even if I think you're cute, you still got to have some respect. Like,
right.
If I don't open those doors, you can't walk through them.
Okay, so Ms. Cross, you're actually telling me and our audience tonight that it's okay. Let's enhance it a little bit. It's after hours, and he wanted to meet with you, but he knew why he wanted to meet with you. Men always know why we want to meet with the woman after hours, and you're already liking him. And he says, "Listen, I've been noticing you do a real good job, you really do a good job, and you know I've." You mind if I ask you a question? That's kind of how we start. And what do you say, Ms. Cross, when he first says that? Now, you don't know anything prior, huh?
I said, you should see my face right now because I'm anticipating what you're going to say.
Okay, but don't have the prejudice or the bias in prior information I just shared with you. He invites you in, and he says, Ms. Cross, you mind if I ask you a personal question? Come on, Ms. Cross, what do you say now to your boss? Okay,
sure,
exactly, sure. You know, I've been noticing you here at work, and I'm impressed with the work that you do. And
Thank you. I try hard.
You do a great job, and I'm thinking about promoting you. You know, we got these little games that we play as men. I'm thinking about promoting you. Would you mind, you know, I know it's kind of late, but you feel like having a drink with me tonight? I want to talk some, you know, about this promotion for you.
Yeah.
Come on, Ms. Cross. Come on, Ms. Cross.
You know, I'm flattered that you're able to see the hard work that I do, but I don't think it's appropriate for me to have a drink with you. Are you telling me
Ms. Cross, he just wants a drink, Ms. Cross?
I understand, but I don't want to cross those lines. I wouldn't want for anything to jeopardize your job.
But he's talking about promotion.
I know, but hold on. So what I got to do for this promotion? Not every perceived blessing. What am I selling to get this promotion?
Okay. All right. Stand by, Ms. Cross, because I'm going to get one of you all. I'm going to get one of you all. Lady C, let me bring you in here. Come on now, Lady C. Be honest now. Straightforward. All right? Take off the gloves and be honest. Okay? Without prejudice or bias, he says, same thing. You've been doing an outstanding job, and we're thinking about promoting you. It's kind of late. I know it is, but you mind right on the corner at the lounge? You mind if – why don't you have a drink with me, and then I'll bring you right back, and you can take your car and go on home. How about having a drink with me?
I'm going to say this here, you know, because, you know, we went from him harassing me to not having a drink with me. So I assume since the story switched, he's not harassing me no more. It's something new and something different. So I will most likely, if he's just my boss and nothing more, I mean, in my mind, I'm not going to think it's nothing more because he never tried me before or he never tried another coworker. I'm going to go for a drink, you know, because
figuring
out with my coworkers now. You know?
Okay, right. So now you all having a drink and you get a little, you know, wow, you let your hair down. Okay. And he holds this drink very well. And he says, you all are laughing. He's asking you about, you know, your personal life. And you kind of, when we can get you all to smile or to laugh, that means we got a chance. We got a chance. So now he says, hey, look, we ought to do this more often. You know, I've had a good evening tonight. I've really had a nice time. What do you say we do this at least once a week? Lady C says, why don't you?
Okay, so I'm going to just be honest with you guys, you know, because I don't like to lie. You know, I hang out with my coworkers. It's like 7 of us, and like two of them are male, and they are my bosses. So we hang out.
Okay.
We hang out all the time together. So,
but he is not
trying
to hang out with everybody else, Lady C. He wants to hang out with you. He's like, why don't we do this about once a week? But you really enjoyed that evening. You really enjoyed the evening.
I'll probably hang out with him again. But when it starts getting uncomfortable, I'm cutting those. I'm gonna tell him straight up. You know. And I don't like it.
How's it
going to
get uncomfortable? You done went out now with him four times. How's it uncomfortable? And he, you know, he like leans over. You kind of, if you go out with him four times, that's a message that you kind of like him too. It can be assumed.
I disagree.
Four times.
We hang out with each other four times. I have to initiate what, you know, because you may like me doesn't mean I like you too, you know. Now,
right.
If you're trying to initiate and go in for some action, that's up to me to reciprocate. If I'm not reciprocating those actions, that should let you know I'm not interested. And if I'm not interested, I'm going to let you know, I'm going to tell you the truth.
So,
okay. All right. We're going to ask you all. Okay. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I'm pretty much finished.
Okay. We're going to ask you all to stand by. Let's bring in Monica. Monica, welcome to the broadcast tonight. It's so nice to have you with us, Monica. Thank you for joining us.
And it's so nice to be on the show and listening to you trying to get Lady C and Miss Cross. Let me see what you're going to do with me.
Oh, you already know it. You know I was coming. But I know the one thing that you're going to come back with me, I can almost predict this. If that boss says that, come in and sit on my lap, I know you got a scripture for him. So go ahead, Monica, and give him the scripture, and he's going to be like, you're going to take him to church. Go ahead, Monica. Give it to
him. I tell you, that's the truth. That's why things, I never really have those situations like one, twice. If I get it twice, then I'm really lucky. But there's something called integrity, though. And it's
right,
something
of course.
That every one of us needs. And as I grow older, I'm understanding more the importance of, you know, just having integrity. And, I mean, why am I sitting up on your lap? I mean, no.
He might want to tell you a story. He might want to tell you one of those stories that he heard on the Dr. Jesse Walker show. What about that?
Well, because I am a participant of that show, I know that could not be this Dr. Jesse Walker's show because he would not be telling no story like that. But no, I'm not sitting on your lap.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. If you just joined us, tonight's broadcast is Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman, and you can hear the women now. And it's like I heard Ms. Cross say earlier, if you could just see my face right now, Ms. Cross, you know, then this is part two. And we're going to give you a reiteration from last week's story. Ms. Cross, how was your face when I was talking about sitting on the lap, the boss's lap, even being, you know, sexually harassed and your word against his? And it's so hard to prove these things in this world out here. How was your face? What was the expression? Go ahead, without massive profanity.
Yeah, it was funny. Around about 19, I remember my coworkers used to laugh at me. They said, every time you get mad, your eyebrows go up. You were talking about eyebrows was raising. So I started learning myself kind of early. Yeah, I know that my head tilts and the eyebrow goes up. But, you know, the thing is with the boss situation, because, I remember I've had bosses I was kind of, you know, I was pretty cool with. And, you know, but the thing is, what about if the boss makes an advancement and you decline the advancement? Like, is there going to be some type of retaliation? Is he going to start treating you differently? Is he, you know, and then see, that's where the problem comes in because I'm not, you know, now this is where I'm going to be upset. Because I didn't go and, you know, put you out there that you tried to make a pass at me. I politely told you, I think it's inappropriate. I'm not gonna pursue that with you. And now you're gonna harass me and give me a hard time because I didn't wanna pursue what you were interested in. There is my problem.
Okay, and
yeah,
that could be difficult to prove.
Yeah,
and that could be difficult to prove also.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You know, so I always say a lot of times the women don't win.
But you know what? Sometimes it's worth the fight because if enough women, because if that man is doing that to you, he's doing it to somebody else as well and others, and he's probably already done that. But it's the women who we talk about, never underestimate the power of a woman. It's the women who stand up and fight. And at some point, they come together, and then we do know that people sometimes they present, you know, false interpretation of things. It can reverse as well. I've even been in a situation where I've had a boss who, really a lady, who was harassing me. And she told me, like, you will never get a promotion unless you do what I want you to do. And, it was sexual advances. And so it does go both ways. And it's like, miss. Now, I'll be honest with you. Maybe if she appealed to me, but I don't think, as I listen to Monica tonight, as I think about it, I don't want that type of favoritism. I don't want it to be where I got to do something. We talk about integrity. I got to do something to advance my cause that goes beyond my integrity or dignity, because it's like now you got, I feel like I'm a puppet, and if I don't do what you want me to do when you want me to do it, you're going to always take advantage of me. And I just feel like, you know what, I stood up against that woman. She said, you will never get a promotion. I said, well, you know what, that's okay, because I can sleep at night, and you're not God. You're not God. So eventually they created problems, and I left the job. But let me tell you something. I never compromised on anything that goes outside my integrity. I mean, even if she had been a gorgeous woman, I mean, that would have been, that might have been hard. But I think, as Monica said, I'm always thinking about my integrity. You know, you're going to control me. You're going to control me. And I don't like to be controlled. Lady C, let me bring you in. Do you feel that if you gave in, that somebody, a man may want to control you, your boss want to control you?
Well, with my bosses, I know they're not the controlling type at all. You know, and I know, like, if we all did go hang out, like when we all do go hang out, I know it's based on genuine. It's genuine, you know, because one of them bring their wife everywhere they go, you know.
Oh, okay. Because she ain't having it.
Wife everywhere. Yeah. I mean, she just like us, you know. But
right.
The other one, he's really not with anyone, so he's single, but he ain't not that type, you know. So
okay.
We hang out. I mean, we all hang out all the time, so I don't feel uncomfortable around him or anything.
All right. All right. Having said that, let's take a look at tonight's broadcast. Now, you all remember the characters from last week's show. We had, what's her name, Vicky, and we had Wallace, Vicky and Wallace. And Vicky, I mean, the story went on to talk about after so many years of marriage, how their marriage actually was, you know, they thought that they were in love, and they were. When you saw Vicky, you saw Wallace. And I mean, it was a very powerful thing. And then what happened, it ended up happening, was that Wallace decided that he was going to let her go. He was going to leave her and go to the arms of another woman. And we do know that this was devastating to her. He said some pretty harsh words to her. And let me before I even go into some of those words, I want to see how good some of you all memory is to actually listen to some of what you all may say. What do you remember, if anything? Ms. Cross, let me start with you. Some of the harsh language that he used towards Vicky. Do you remember anything? I want to see what sticks with you. And I always test these hypotheses because women have the most fantastic memory. What is anything that you remember that he said to her?
I remember he left her for all the woman with all these kids, and then he also I think he told her he never loved her, something of that nature,
right.
Which was very
disheartening.
Sure, and then
right.
I know he just, you know, that whole, it was a whole facade because they were supposed to be all in love, and you know, he told her that's not what it was, and he left her for her, was it her friend? No,
well,
her
he had
friend.
Been having an affair with her friend, but it was it wasn't her friend that he left her for; it was somebody else. Right.
Yeah, and I think the friend was having a child by him or something like that, wasn't it?
Right. She had a 3-year-old son by him, the friend. Lady
remember.
C, let me bring you in. What is it? Yes, Lady C, what do you remember about the some of the things that Wallace did to her as he was leaving?
Same thing like Ms. Cross say that, but I thought he left her for her best friend, you know, and that he never loved her, that he was only with her because she got pregnant. And that he had
exactly.
a baby from someone else.
Her best friend. It was a 3-year-old child from her best friend. That was his baby. Anything else you remember? Okay.
No.
Monica, anything
I
you remember? I don't think, Monica, you were on last week. I don't know if you listened to an archive show. Monica, did you recall anything, or were you on last week's show? Okay, perhaps Monica's on mute. Well, here are some of the things. He actually, he told Vicky that he really never loved her and only married her because she got pregnant. He told her that he even had doubts as to whether their firstborn child was his, and that she coerced him into getting married. Of course, this was not true because Vicky was always faithful to him. He also told her that she was not smart enough to know that he had several affairs on her during their marriage, and he constantly lied to her, and she believed him. He also told her that he called her a stupid woman and gullible because she believed everything he would tell her. He also told her that he cheated with her best friend on several occasions, and then that the best friend's three-year-old son was his child. He finally told her that, let me see if any of you all remember what he said about child support. Ms. Cross, let's start with you. Will you recall anything he said about child support? All right, Lady C, do you remember anything he said?
I'm here, Dr. Walker. I think
okay.
He said he wasn't going to pay, right? She can try, but he's not going to pay it.
Right. Anything else he said? Lady C, let's bring you in.
We're hearing this story. I keep wondering how she's not in jail.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Lady C, do you recall anything else he said about the child support issue?
No, I can't remember.
Okay, he said that he said he would quit his job before if she wanted to come after him, he would quit his job before he gives her anything to take care of her or those children that were all of his kids, by the way. So let me start with you, Lady C. How does that sound to you? And I mean, this woman was devastated. She's crying. She was holding her chest, and the three children, small children, witnessed this with him saying that as he's leaving. Lady C, come on. I mean, she's crying, holding her chest. The love of her life just walked out on her and was cruel and mean to her, and now she realized that her best friend betrayed her. Come on, Lady C. Should she at least have her best friend come over and they talk about having dinner and she get to know the baby? Come on, Lady C, what you think?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if that will work with me, you know, because, I mean, you my friend and you betray me, I'm going to need some healing. I mean, at this point, I know this is going to sound wrong and real mean. It's going to be like, you know what, you and your child stay away from me right now. You know, I don't want to have nothing to do with you, the baby, and my husband, you know. And literally, and for my husband to tell me, that I would quit his job, he would quit his job, so therefore I won't put him on child support. Guess what? I'm done talking, because now I'm actually going to speak louder than words, because I'm going right down to that child support office, and I'm going to figure out how to put him on child support. You know?
Wow.
But
he threatened to quit his job. But he threatened
to
quit his job. How can you get... Huh?
I said that's why I am going to, once he say that, I'm done. There's no point of talking anymore. Because if I say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to show you better not tell you, guess what? Now he's going to quit. So if you just leave it, if I cut it off and be like, you know what, okay, all right, whatever. Now he's going away thinking like, oh, I got her. And now all of a sudden, guess what happened? He getting that little letter at his job saying, you on child support. Or however it works, you know?
Okay. So you ain't playing with him, huh?
I'm not playing with him.
Okay, all right. All right, listen to this nice story now. You know that she was devastated. We're going to go to the phone lines in a moment, but we want you all to hear tonight's story. Tonight, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is part two, Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman. Last week it was Vicky. The story left us with her being devastated because she received the devastating news that she was told by Wallace as he left her and their three small children for another woman. As he walked out uttering the cruel words that were not only heard by Vicky, but also witnessed by their small children, as Vicky cried desperately, clinging to her chest in pain, Wallace had no remorse or no thought in changing his mind. With every dawning day, Vicky's pain became more intense as she pondered the uncertainty of why Wallace, a man whom she loved so desperately, would walk out on her without there being a clue as to why or any sign that she could foresee it coming. Her thoughts magnified as she blamed herself in thinking that she had shortcomings that may have led up to the demise of her marriage. Even as the thought occurred to her that her husband walked out, she asked herself the question, why would he walk out on his own children, whom he claimed to have loved so much? As the days now turned into weeks and the weeks into months, the day came when she took a long, hard, serious look into the mirror and made the decision. Now, remember, we're talking about never underestimate the power of a woman. And, of course, this story is a true event, a true story, and there are many stories out here by this year. Of course, the name is changed, Protect the Innocent. As the days now turned into weeks and the weeks into months, the day came when she took a long, hard, serious look in the mirror, and she made the decision to demonstrate her faith in God, belief in herself, collect herself, pick herself up, change her attitude, count it as his loss, think positively about the future for herself and her children, and create the world that she feels she deserves. Last but not least, she set a deadline to have herself on track. As our story fast forwards into the second year of her divorce, Vicky is not the same woman who once held her chest in pain as her ex-husband Wallace walked out on her and their three small children. Now, it's 2 years later, she's divorced. She has blossomed into the wonderful woman that may have once allowed herself to be suppressed in an unhealthy, one-sided relationship with a man with a substantially false ego. Here are a few of the things that has transpired over the past 2 years as Vicky reached her two-year deadline in getting back on track. Number one, she completed her MBA, which was a goal of hers. Number two, she has been promoted to branch manager with a $25,000 increase in salary with a company car. Hello, somebody. Number three, she purchased a brand new car to fit her brand new townhouse where each child has their own bedroom. Now, the car was a company car, but she got this car. She picked the one, they allowed her to pick the one she wanted. Number four, she sits on the board of an organization for battered and abused women. All right? Number five, she earns enough money to save over $1,000 a month. Number six, she has been dating an attorney for the past 6 months who appears to be very much in love with her. Okay? Number seven, she is a member of a prestigious gym where she has fine-tuned herself in body, brains, and beauty. Number eight, she gets spa treatments every 2 weeks as presented by her new beau. Wow. Number nine, she has a new wardrobe and the finest of things now. Number 10, she also has a nanny to look after her children when she has to work late or travel. Wow. Please be aware, don't ever underestimate the power of a woman. In other words, Vicky has it going on much better than she did with Wallace, who, by the way, has been begging. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. He's been begging and pleading for the past year for her to come back to him. She has allowed him to see the children during alternate weeks. And yes, he is on child support and pays heavily because she ain't playing with it. Miss Cross, I bring it back to you now. Do you think life could have been this good for Vicky had she stayed with Wallace initially? I mean, come on.
I love it. I'm over here dancing, listening to this part.
Huh? Say that again.
I said I'm over here doing my little two-step, listening to the conclusion. You know, and it's funny because it aligns perfectly with my new plan for 2021. And I kind of always had it, but it's kind of like, you know, we don't know, you know, we go through things and we can't control it, but we can control how we handle it. And you are supposed to feel. So for her, if she would have just moved on, you know, she was supposed to feel, she was supposed to grieve, she was supposed to be depressed, you know, have depressed moments. But the fact that she was able to turn this around and have life even better than what she had with him is a godsend, right? Because the whole thing
right.
is sometimes we may be in a situation that we think is where we need to be, and that's not what God has for us. And then what will happen is it will stunt our growth. Because she might have been too comfortable, you know what I mean? She might have been too comfortable.
Right.
She might have, you know, because I'm sure there were some red flags. It wasn't just out the blue that he started behaving like this. And she probably started losing herself. So now with him leaving, she was able to clear the room of all the crap that he was bringing, and she was able to find her. So it's an amazing story. I love to hear stories like that.
I mean, that is so amazing. And, you know, that's not only her story. I look at women and look at how tough and powerful you all are. And any woman who's soaking, you know, for an extended period of time in something that may have happened to her, especially when it comes to a relationship, if that woman really takes that long, hard look in the mirror, I mean, she will go deep inside, and a woman can bounce back. I mean, here she's met another man who appears to be a professional man who appears to be very much in love with her. And she's even doing stuff on her own merits, not even counting on this man. But, you know, that just becomes a bonus. Lady C, what do you think about how this woman just rose up to the occasion? Does she sound like this could be your story or so many other women's stories?
Yes, it's a lot of our stories. And first thing I just want to say is look at God, because let me tell you, When us women go into that deep hurt, we call out to God. We call out
right.
to God. And we meditate on God, where we throw our stuff at God, you know? And what happens? God pushes us into the directions we need to go. Sometimes God makes us where we need to go, where he wants us to go, you know? That situation with her, that was with them two, was already dead. God deaded that a long time ago, because their purpose was to have children. And after that, it was pretty much dead. Everything that he needed to do to her was to push her into the direction he needed her to go to, where she could find happiness.
Right.
You know?
Okay, so now, so Lady C, while I've got you on here, let me ask you a question. I mean, Wallace realized he made a mistake, but he's begging and pleading. After all, he is her ex-husband. Even though she's dating this attorney, it shouldn't matter. I mean, can't she give him another chance and let the man come back? I mean, she's making all this money now. She got a car. She got a nice place. I mean, those are his children, even though, and he's paying child support now because she got him on child support. So, I mean, can't you just give me a chance?
No, I can give you a chance. That's friendship and co-parenting, only because I'm a true believer in bad habits suppress themselves. You may think you change right now, but guess what happened if I decide to allow you back in my life? Those
right.
habits,
what?
Those bad habits are going to resurface. And once they resurface, that's going to pull me out my shell and out of my happy space and throw me back into the space I was in. And no woman wants to repeat the same thing that God took her out of. You know, God brought her out of that situation.
But Lady C, what about the love that you once had for him? Come on, Lady C, does true love really die? Come on now, there must be something you feel for him. After all, when you look at some of your babies, you're looking and saying, boy, this child looks like his father. Come on, don't that remind you of something?
True love,
don't you want him?
True love never dies, but that hurts. That hurt. Okay, let me tell you, a lot of people, you know, in the military, they talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome, PTSD,
right.
how they
right.
have to relive
mm-hmm.
that trauma. Sometimes as women, we go through these relationships that hurts us so bad to where we're reliving those situations over and over and over in our minds. So every time that man want to come back, or he come close to us, or it seems like he coming back, we crawl up in a shell. And it bothers me. It takes our mind right back there.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, all of you all. We got a number of callers that are trying to get in. We're going to ask all of you all to be patient. Let's first go to North Carolina. Let's go to North Carolina 919. We can bring you in. 919-272. Hello and welcome to the broadcast this evening. Who do we have on the air?
Yes, this is Christy. How's everybody doing?
Christy, we're doing great. Thank you for joining us. Christy, do women have real power? I mean, we're talking about never underestimate. I mean, I'm scared of Vicky. My goodness. In 2 years, she accomplished so much. What are your thoughts, Christy? Shouldn't she give this man another chance? Help him.
When you've been hurt by a man, because I've been hurt by a man, and sometimes I'm sure some of the other women might be able to vouch for this. I don't know. But sometimes men could be a holdback on a woman, okay? And
whoa, Christy,
Vicky,
wait a minute, hold up, Christy.
More.
Are you saying men can be a holdback on a woman?
Yes, 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 They can be. Because I'm going to give you a scenario. My first marriage, okay, I wanted to say we both were working, had pretty decent jobs. We needed to do some remodeling in the house, okay? Every time I went to my husband, I'm like, well, can we go buy this? Because he was the person that was more or less handling the money, okay? He was the accountant. So I'm like, well, can we do this? Can we remodel this? You know, because the house did need some renovations, okay? When we purchased it, we realized we bought it, but we knew, I felt later that we would do some remodeling. So guess what? After, I would say, 6-7 years, I started asking him more and more, well, can we do some renovations? I mean, you know, we both got good jobs, and, you know, we're working together. I'm giving you my money, and, you know, so I don't see why we can't do no renovations. So, long story short, we never got the renovations. After 12 years of marriage, I divorced him, okay, for different reasons, okay? Once he came to pick up the children, because then he had weekend custody every other weekend to come and pick up. We had two children out of that marriage. And when he eventually, after that marriage, I didn't have to ask him anymore, okay? So I went ahead. The kitchen had needed remodeling. I went ahead and got a loan, remodeled the kitchen, did some other renovations, got rid of the old furniture we had. And he came in, and you know what his first comment was? Oh,
what?
Who are you dating? I'm like, excuse me? Oh, who? And wait a minute now. He made way more than I did, okay? I was just
right.
A secretary. And he was an
right.
accountant. So he
right.
made way more than I did. So his first comment was, and I could never forget it, who are you dating? And I looked at him and I'm like, excuse me, who am I dating? I said, you know what? You were a holdback. I'm not, and can no man come in this house and take anything out of here or say they helped
uh-huh.
me with whatever. Because by God's
wow.
grace, he allowed me to do what I wanted to do with him many years before I divorced him, but he never wanted to do it, okay? So
wow.
I remodeled the whole
wow.
house, got new furniture and everything. And so that's why, to me, sometimes men could be a holdback. And then once you get out of that relationship, you don't have to ask them, well, can we do this? Can we do this? And then hear the answer, oh, no, we can't do this. So me, I'm a very independent woman. I have always worked. I worked since I was 16 years old, and I'm 64 years old now, and I praise God for that. And now I have my own business within my own house, and I still don't take no stuff, okay, even from the second marriage. Right now, we're not even, per se, he's not even in here because he didn't want to be the helpmeet that God wanted him to be. And I'm like, you know what, brother, I don't need you in here. If you're not willing to be a helpmeet and a helpmeet, I don't need you in here. So I thank God that I'm a smart, intelligent woman. I know what to do with my money, and I don't have to wait or ask a man. And a lot of women they're in situations where they take a lot of stuff from men because they need them financially, okay? I praise God I have never been in that situation, and I will never be in that situation. So, hey,
Christy, I
gotta
ask you before
definitely
be a holdback, huh? So, Christy,
yes.
I got to ask you this question. So it sounds like y'all just want babies from us. What is the deal with this? What's up with that, Christy?
Oh no! I didn't want no. I didn't even once we got married. I got married to my first husband. I didn't have no baby until 2 years after that. Okay, and
uh-huh.
matter of fact, I wasn't even ready when I was told I was pregnant. But you know, I still thank God that I didn't have a beautiful daughter.
Uh-huh. So what about your second husband? Were you in love enough to want to have babies from him? Because
Oh no! When I got married the second time, I was too old to be talking about having babies. Oh no. Oh, no, I didn't. He had babies from a
right.
previous marriage. So, no, I would never
uh-huh.
have a child from I wouldn't. That
wow.
didn't even cross my mind, the second marriage, okay?
Mm-mm. All right. Well, Christy, you have certainly shown, as these women are demonstrating on the air tonight, Never underestimate. I'm scared of you all. Never underestimate the power of a woman. And I have so much respect for you all. I mean, I'm scared of you. When you hear these real stories like this, and then especially where a man can be a holdback, and, you know, and I've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this. You know, and, of course, it can go both ways. But, I mean,
right,
kudos to you because you went on and now, I mean, one other question before I let you go, and then you can stand by. So you got all of this done, and he wondered who you're dating, but you did this on your secretarial salary. On your secretarial salary.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's amazing. A woman will find a way even without having to compromise herself. Christy, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to phone lines once again. Let's go to 352-359. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have with us, and welcome.
Good evening to you all. My name is Corliss. How are you guys doing?
Corliss, thank you. Good, Corliss. Thank you for joining us, Corliss. Corliss, what do you think? Do you all women really have that much power? I mean, I heard Christy's story. I'm hearing my co-host tonight, Ms. Cross, Lady C, Monica. I'm hearing all of this stuff, like women are tough. I mean, are you all really that tough?
Yes, we are. Yeah, you have no idea. And the fact that you say that you're afraid of us, that should tell you that should be an indication of how powerful we really are. I don't even know where to start. So many things got me over here hollering. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Okay, let's go back to giving the guy another chance, a second chance. One thing about women, I'll tell you this. Things don't generally just sneak up on us, not really. We generally have some kind of indication that something is going wrong, something's happening, there's something going on that's different. You kind of pick up on those things along the way. So it probably, in my mind, I don't think Vicky, it came as a surprise to Vicky that Wallace was doing whatever. Maybe to the extent that he was doing it, she was surprised, but I don't think it was a surprise to her. And then, no, I wouldn't take the Negro back, excuse me. But if... because all of the things that he said to her, all of a sudden it doesn't mean anything. Once something comes out of your mouth, it's gone, and that settles inside a woman's psyche. Now, whether or not we let it fester or not, that's one thing. But we take it in. We accept it. We hear it, and we use that as ammunition. If you will, to move on or to move forward with what we need to do in our decision making.
Wow. So let me ask. So you're saying we as men can't really fool you all? Is that what you're telling me, Corliss? We can't fool you all?
No, not really. No, not really. Some of y'all are very good. I will say that. Some of you are very good, very at deceiving. I will tell you that. But 9 times out of 10, there's some kind of indication there that a woman knows when something ain't quite right. I'm just going to tell you. And another thing is, if we are independent women, you know, sometimes we're raised around, you know, strong men or strong women as we grow up. But a lot of times we learn our independence from how we're treated by the men that we're with.
Wow. This is so deep. This is just really deep. This is a show that I'm going to certainly encourage men to go to the archives and listen, because, you know, I learned in my teenage years to never underestimate the power of a woman, because I've seen my own mother, how powerful she was. I mean, and I'm talking about back in the days when she was only making $6 a day and she could provide a meal for 9 children. I mean, like, have mercy. Oh, my goodness. Only a woman, and she never compromised her integrity or dignity. And making $6, they used to call it day's work. And she would go out and make $6 a day and be able to feed 9 children. Oh, my goodness. I never underestimated the power. And my father wasn't there. He was not even there. You know, he was out there somewhere with some women. But Ms. Cross, Corliss is going to ask you to stand by. Chris, we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in. I mean, I have so much respect for women that it's incredible. I mean, and as I hear these stories, Christy's story and all of you all's stories, so if this is the case, why, Ms. Cross, don't women unify? And what I mean by that is, if you all unify and you were on the same page, men would not cheat because it would be like you'd have this criteria that you make these demands, and a man just can't go to another woman, you know, that and have a multiple relationships. So what happens there, Ms. Cross? Why aren't women unified?
Well, to be honest, all women just don't think the same, you know. And as unfortunate as that is, everybody, you know, if we're gonna keep it all the way real, there's always a woman that's gonna be willing to play number two. So, if that's the case, then you know, unfortunately, that's just the situation that it is. But I did want to say this because I enjoyed what the caller was saying, and I was, you know, I kept thinking about the fact that with women, when we get into serious relationships and we make commitments, we start thinking on the level of we. So, you know, when the caller was talking about, you know, the fact that she remodeled the house after he left, and, she, you know, she was asking him and, you know, conversing with him about what they should do, because I think naturally as women, that's what we do. We start, you know, my husband, my family, you know, we kind of start putting a little bit of everybody before ourselves. So once that person leaves, I can definitely see where it would feel like he's kind of holding you back, because a lot of times men, I don't want to say all men, but a lot of times men kind of think on I, while women are thinking on we. So that's why there's that conflict, you know. So I think that a lot of times we already have it inside of us. All those thoughts that we have, all those things that we want to do, you know, we would love to have our partner to kind of help to bring everything together, but we are fully capable of doing it on our own. I don't believe in being by, let me say this, though, I don't believe in a woman being by herself, because I agree with the roles of a woman and a man, and a woman needs a man and a man needs a woman. I'm 100% on that. But I don't think that anyone should lose themselves to be with anybody.
Right. I think that that's a very good point. Yeah. That's a very interesting point, and I think it's meaningful and has purpose. Let me go to the phone lines once again. Let me go to 305-769. Thank you so patiently for waiting. Monica, we're going to come to you in a moment, as well as Lady C. Let's go to 305-769. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Good afternoon. This is Ms. Augustine. How's everyone doing?
Good, Ms. Augustine. Ms. Augustine, what's on your mind? I'm scared to even ask that question to a woman.
I'm over here shouting. I am shouting. I'm going to give you a quick story, okay? I'm with my second husband. I own my home and got married to my second husband. He was 24 years older than me, and he was wonderful before we got married, but I'm not dumb. I went to my lawyer, and I had my lawyer to do a quitclaim deed where he didn't have any rights to my home, present or future, just in case. And he signed it before we got married. And then when things got rough and he didn't do what a man is supposed to do, and I didn't see it coming. I was working so much, he was not contributing to the household. I didn't see what he was doing because I was busy working. But when time came, when I realized what he was doing, because the women started coming to my house, and I just packed him up and said, "You're free." And you know what? My life got better. I got better. I started taking care of myself, getting facials and massages, going to the gym, traveling all over, everywhere, anywhere I want. My life has been better. Now, if I tell you that I'm not alone, that I'm lonely, no. Have other men came in my life and want to be in my life, yes. But I tell them one thing. If you can't afford to buy a house, then don't talk to me, because you cannot live in this house because I paid for it. And if you want to buy a house, we can buy a house. I mean, I will sell this house, and we can buy another house. But for every dime I put down, you got to match it. If you can't match it, don't speak to me.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Hammer, she never underestimated the power of a woman. Ms. Augustine, thank you for sharing that. We're going to ask you to stand by.
This is my third house I bought by myself. First house at 18, second house at 24, third house at 28, by myself.
Oh, wow. Never underestimate the power of a woman. You know what? This show here is just inspirational. Monica, let's bring you in. Monica, where's the power of forgiveness? And I'm thinking about poor Wallace. Poor Wallace. I mean, he realized he made a mistake, you know, and now he's trying to beg to get Vicky back. Come on, Monica. Isn't there a scripture on forgiveness? And shouldn't she just let him back in the door? The poor guy.
There's a scripture that says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know, Dr. Walker, I'm over here. I'm saying, Lord, have mercy. I'm saying, hallelujah.
You know?
We even do better when we are humble. I'm like, a great woman is a humble woman, and that's what I pray for every day. A great woman is a humble woman, a wise woman, a girl that just put her trust in her God, because He is the best man out there for all of
Amen.
Us. He will
Amen.
Direct our path.
Yes, he will.
Wow. We're going to ask you to stand by. Chrissy, come on now. Chrissy, I got to ask you this question. And, ladies, I'm going to bring you in a moment with the same question. I mean, what about Wallace? You know, there's a movie, What About Bob? That's one of my favorite movies. But what about Wallace? It's like, couldn't he have just seen, like, I mean, I know he did some dirty, horrible stuff. But, Chrissy, what about the forgiveness? And now he's begging and pleading with this woman to give him another chance. And she's dating somebody else, and now she's making all of this money. Chrissy, can't you just find it in your heart to forgive Wallace? And, I mean, don't everybody deserve a second chance, Chrissy?
Okay, I do agree. People do deserve second chances, sometimes third, fourth,
right.
fifth,
yes.
whatever.
Yes.
Okay? The Lord
yes.
says for us to forgive, but the key is
okay.
she probably did forgive him many times, okay? And
right.
because
uh-huh.
he was taking it for granted, he continued doing what he was doing until, like most of us women, we get fed up. Okay?
But God,
I can only speak
forgiving.
For myself.
70 times 7.
Okay.
Get into the
but
habit of forgiving.
Yes. But then you don't keep going out there. The Bible also says you need to repent of your sin, confess your sins, and God will be faithful to forgive us our sins as well. So he knew what he was doing. He knew.
But maybe he had
but
some childhood
people,
issues, Chrissy.
Well, then you know what? Then he should have sought some kind of therapist, some kind of help for his problem, okay? And now he wants to come back. It's kind of very
yeah.
hard when you have put so much into a relationship, and then, like I say, she probably gave him many chances, but he still insists on doing what he wanted when he wanted to do it. And now to want to come back, she would never trust him again. That trust will
wow.
never be the same again when they hurt you like
wow.
that.
Oh, my God. Never underestimate the power of a woman. Lady C, I got to, Chris, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, I got to bring you in here. Does anybody feel sorry for the man? Lady C, come on now. Somebody got to feel sorry for the man out here and give the poor guy another chance. I mean, he might deserve 5 or 7 more chances, but eventually he might get it right. What about that, Lady C?
I mean, only chance
he's
going to get is my friendship. He's getting a chance.
Friendship.
He's getting a friendship and co-parenting. We are willing to be able to co-parent together.
But he don't want that. Oh, come on now. When a man loves a woman, Percy Sledge said it. He said it best. When a man loves a woman, he'll give up his very last dime and sleep out in the rain if that's the way she wants it to be. Come on, so Lady
well, when
C.
when he loves her. But that was one problem. He didn't give her
uh-huh.
up his last dime and sleep in the rain. He brought her pain and heartache, you know. And just like
uh-huh.
Chrissy said, you know, like Chrissy said, you know, a man can hold you back. You know what I'm saying? A man can do things to you so much that he can't hold you back. But, Chrissy, can I say something? Because I know you
Go
said
ahead.
That, you know, you got your house all built up nice, remodeled and cute, and you like, listen, you know what I'm saying? He pretty much going to do what I say. You know, you don't want to be so hard when it comes to a man, on your new man, because you want to show that compassion, you want to show that love, you want to at least show
yes,
him, hey, honey,
you
I do have you here, you know?
Yes, and I've been that way with the second marriage, but sometimes people, you know, you ever thought about, sometimes people in life, believe it or not, but sometimes people marry people for the wrong motive. Okay,
wow.
They have another
yes,
motive
Chrissy,
that they have, and their motive is not to death do you part, okay? If you can understand what I'm saying. Their motive is not to death do us part. Hey, sickness, whatever, health, whatever the case might be. And when you felt that you have gone, because when you have a relationship with the Lord, because see, when you marry, it's not just the two of you. You also have a relationship with the Lord. The God is supposed to be in the midst of that, okay? And as you see that, even though a person professed to be a Christian, hey, but you're seeing other things out there that they're doing that is not Christ-like, then that's not really a converted Christian, okay?
Wow.
And no, I was not one that was really hard on the second marriage, because guess what? To me, and my attitude was, till death do us part, okay?
Right. Right.
You know, another person's agenda.
To me,
right.
With death
ahead,
do us part, it's probably going to,
Go ahead, lady. Mm-hmm.
To me, death do us part probably be different from, you know, the way you guys say it. Death do us part is not, to me, it's the grave for me. Death do us part is when you are here giving your body to another woman. When you are out here abusing me physically, you know?
Oh,
right.
That's true, death do us part
for me.
Right. Right.
You know?
That is powerful. That is powerful. You know, ladies, I must say, we got a number of people waiting, and we have time tonight. I am enjoying this show to the fullest because, like I said earlier, I've seen my mother, the most powerful woman that just watching her as I was growing up, how she just, she was just an incredible woman. And listen, and I'm going to share this with you all when people are saying, well, boys need the father in the home. That is a good thing, but if the father's not there and he chooses not to be there, mother can do, if the mother really dig deep down inside, she can handle those boys in the house. She can handle those boys in the house. My mother had 6 boys, and all she had to do was look at us. Look at us. And so, listen, when, you know, help us, Holy Ghost, just help me. Let me go to the phone lines again. Ladies, I'm enjoying this show to the fullest. Let's go to the phone lines again. We're going to go to 305-815. 305-815. Who do we have and welcome?
This is Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Yeah, this is.
Give us your thoughts on tonight's topic, just briefly, Kathleen.
Well, I think Wally just wants his ex back because everything's greener now. You know, it's a little, it's too little, too late. Is my opinion on that. And she's right not to take him, to even give him a chance. He blew it a long time ago with the way he treated her in the past. You know, she's right not to even give him a chance. It's too little,
Kathleen,
too late.
I agree with that. We're going to ask you to stand by, Kathleen. I think that's a very good point. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Ms. Cross, just before I go to this other caller, we're going to go to 786-319, then we're going to go to 4 Orlando, 407-920. Ms. Cross, let me bring you back in here. Ms. Cross, do you feel anything for Wallace? I mean...
I started making a face again.
I was just asking.
But you know what?
Huh?
You know what, though? Towards Wallace, this is going to be a lesson for him to learn. I do believe that people deserve second chances, but I don't think he deserves a second chance with her. Because him coming back is to do what? To ruin her? To do her in? Like, what are you coming back for? Like, you already killed her self-esteem. You already had her questioning her self-worth. So for you to come back after she's made so much progress, what you coming back to do? So my thing is,
to reap the benefits.
Exactly. No, you're not going to do, we done with the benefits for you, for me, you know? So I think, you know, I have this whole saying where I say, you know, a man always got to walk the dog on something. I don't know where I got it from. It's an old country saying, I'm sure. But I'm like, every man kind of walks the dog on somebody's daughter, right? You just want to hope that he's not walking the dog on you. But so I just think that, you know, he's going to learn this lesson and he can move on and he's going to find another woman and he's going to value and treat her differently because he's learned what it looks like when he has a good woman that he loses. You know, so that's gonna be his lesson to be learned. So good luck, Wallace. I'm moving on. But leave our friend alone. Please leave our friend alone.
All right, We're going to ask you to stand by. Whoa, I love this show tonight. I mean, you ladies are powerful. You know, I mean, you know, speaking of power, I actually cried all day yesterday over inspiration and just excitement to see Kamala Harris. Just, I thought I'd say Kamala Cross. Miss Cross, I'm thinking about you over here. I cried all day yesterday. I watched CNN. It's like I wouldn't even take a break and go take a bathroom break or go even take a get something to eat. I just kept crying because I said, this is powerful. You know, never underestimate the power of a woman. As I'm doing this show tonight, I believe you all can feel my passion because it showed that the women, you all are just, I mean, you're incredible. Miss Cross, I'm thinking Kamala Cross, but it's Kamala Harris. Why am I thinking about you, Miss Cross?
One day, guys. One day.
You're already there, Miss Cross. You're already there.
Somebody's gonna come out the woodworks and talk about my past. It's gonna be a problem. I don't know.
No, it's gonna be a good thing. I'm certain it's gonna be a good thing because I'm so glad to have you with us on this show.
Thanks.
Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's go to 786-319. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. You're live. Who do we have with us and welcome?
Hello, Dr. Walker, Ms. Cross, and all your callers. I'm enjoying the show, Sister Marjorie.
Oh, Sister Marjorie, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I'm enjoying the show, but from what I see, you know, like a lot of people say, don't take it, but I don't think I would neither, because the way he treated her, you know, and then to come back, because he went out there probably thinking the grass was green on the other side, and he found out the grass was greener. Now you want to come back to her after he did all of this and embarrassed her before the kids and everything. And as you were saying about watching that show, I did the same thing. I was glued to my TV and never underestimate the power of a woman, because now we have a vice president who is a woman. How about that?
Absolutely. 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 Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Don't start me crying again, Sister Marjorie. We're going to ask you to stand by. Corliss, let me bring you in just for a second before we go to Orlando. Corliss, let me bring you in. I mean, I'm just so excited over how powerful women are. And I'll give you all a little story. Basically, a great deal of my success, and of course, I believe all of our success comes from God. But on an earthly note, I have often surrounded myself around intelligent women since I was a teenager, because I discovered at that age, and probably at the age of 13, that women get the job done. I'm not saying that men don't. And, of course, this show is not bashing men or bashing women. You know, tonight we're just talking about never underestimate the power of a woman. And we have powerful men, we have independent men, we have men who excel. But it's usually oftentimes, and I'm basing it on my own experience, my success, a great deal of my success has been contributed to the fact that I've surrounded myself with some of the most intelligent women that I've had an opportunity to be around. And because I see that they are shakers and movers, and you all are just powerhouses, I mean just powerful. And it's like, okay, I can't just let them leave me behind. So I've actually learned from them, starting with my own mother, watching her. And then it took me to a point where I started being around intelligent young girls who were my age, and it said in science and psychology that women are, they think a little bit faster than us, and that's why sometimes they marry older men. And so I watched how they operate, watched how they think, and it made me go after these levels of academia and other successes, and I owe a great deal of it to the women. So let me bring you in, Corliss, and ask you this question. What makes women such fast thinkers, I mean, so powerful, in your opinion? Is it because you all don't often have a choice on things? If a man walks out, you got to still stay there and take care of the kids? What would you say for you?
For me, I feel like we were created to be helpers to begin with. If you think about, you know, we weren't first, and then God asked us if we, you know, thought it wasn't good enough for us to be alone. He actually had Adam already. And he said that Adam, for Adam, it wasn't good that he be alone. So therefore, going back to creation, I feel like, you know, God allowed us to be because we would be the nurturing side. We would be the strength that the man needs, or we would be the one that would be creative, or the one that would be good thinkers. I think it just goes back to our creation and what we were created to be in this life, whether it be with a man. I mean, that's how it was created, for us to be with a man, but in some cases we have to do those things on our own, which makes us a little stronger anyway.
All right, some of the things that you know, I was thinking about, and Cortez, I want to ask you this question, then I want to bring Lady C in. Oh, we're going to go to 407 in a moment. Are we coming to a world where it's almost like women versus men or men versus women? Do you think we're getting to that point?
Yeah, I think women are starting to be a little bit more visible, or the world is starting to realize what a woman actually has to offer. And it's not about a competition. It's about, you know, we were created, and we're not just here to be a for us to be stepped all over and not appreciate it. I feel like, so yeah, I do feel as though we're coming to the point where women's voices are now being heard a little bit more, even in the religious arena. You know, you're finding that there are a lot more female ministers, you know, and it's not that we don't ever have anything to offer, but we do. God gives us words. He gives us prophecies and such too. So yes, there you go.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you all to stand by. We're enjoying tonight's broadcast. We got about 16 minutes before we bring the show to an end. Let's go to 407. We're going to go to Orlando, 407-920. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
It's Ben Floyd. How are you tonight?
Ben Floyd, thank you for joining us this evening. What is on? Thank God we got a man that came on tonight. And I got to ask you, Ben, here tonight, if there's any possibility, if you heard our story, Wallace is out there pleading and begging. And you know, man to a man, we know how that can be. We make a mistake, even if it was not a mistake, but we call it a mistake anyway. And he's begging and pleading, trying to get the woman of his world back. You know, is it anything he's missing, like a line? Could you give him a line? I might think of one or two lines that he might try. What would you say?
Well, I've been listening to the story, and so I understand the things he's done. And the only way he can really appeal to her heart, to remind her of the commitment that they made, the covenant that they made when they first got married, that's the only real possibility that he could tug at her heart. And that is a powerful statement to remind her of the covenant. And so that would be the only line I would suggest to him.
Right. That's brilliant. That is brilliant. And, you know, I would even, you know, because we got to come up with some kind of stuff. So I'm gonna give you my thoughts. I would be telling her, I'd probably write her a little note, a short one, because, you know, I mean, she may be mad. She's going to be mad at me. So it's going to be a little short one. And I would probably try to appeal to her heart as well by saying, listen, I know sometimes, you know, what about our children? What about the love that when we were making these children, you know? I mean, there has to be something in your heart to make you think about how good we once had. How about when we went up there to Las Vegas and we, you know, we did that skinny dipping in that pool. I mean, if I can get that woman to read this stuff, and it's like I'm taking her so deep where she was laughing and she was smiling. I mean, it's like, we're trying to get her. So, Ms. Cross, let me bring you in. Then we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Cross, what about that? We got to touch you all some kind of way. Come on, Ms. Cross.
I think, of course, memories are a lot of times all we have, right? So, of course, I think she's going to think about me. And she probably miss him. But I think what would get me is how he did it. You know, it's not what you do, it's how you do it, right? So he told me that he didn't love her. He threatened her, I'm not going to pay no child support. I had to go through all of this stuff with you when you could have been, you know, decent enough to treat me the way I deserve to. I was your wife, not your, you know, I was your wife. So now that I'm getting my life together, you want to come back and tell me about the good times you had? You want to think about that when you was leaving?
Yeah. Miss Clark, you know why we would get you all? You know why we would get you back? And you know why Wallace would get her back? I'll tell you why. And then, ladies, I'm going to bring you in so you can hit me upside the head with your right hand. Let me tell you why we would get her back. Because, see how you're explaining all of this? The fact that you're explaining all of this here, you're still angry, and there still might be a chance in your anger. Because it's like, baby, listen. I know I was. Miss Cross, he's saying to you, I know I was wrong for what I said. I had to be out of my mind. I was, you know, I was going through a lot. And the fact that you're talking to us, Miss Cross, lets us know we got a chance. Come on, Miss Cross.
That's right.
We got a chance because you're listening to us.
No, not necessarily. I think I'm keeping a lawyer. I like to debate.
Well, why are you talking to us, Miss Cross? And you done moved on with your life, and we're not even talking about the kids. So stand by for a second. Lady C, let me bring you in. Lady C, we got a chance to get back in there because now, even though you're dating this big-time attorney, it don't matter because you know what? We have a history. And now I'm telling you, I realize my mistake, and I'm being as smooth as I can, and I'm telling you about the skinny dipping in that pool where you enjoyed it, and I go with words that you verbatim that you say, I will never leave a man like you. You're everything I've ever wanted. And so Lady C, we, right there, it's like she's listening. In our minds, we're going, she's listening to me. I got a chance. She ain't in love with that dude. I know she's not. Come on, Lady C, talk to me.
I mean, to be honest with you, we're going to listen because we care. We're going to listen because we care.
That's good
but
enough.
It doesn't mean we're gonna be back with you. We're not putting ourselves in that lion's den again. You know, we are already forgiving you. We've moved on, and we refuse to go back to and be put in that fire.
Right.
You know, because us women, we live in our head. We live in our head. We're emotional human beings, us women, you know. So it don't matter. You could be offering us $1 million, $3 million, or $10 million. We still going to be in our head like, on the what if. What if this happened again? Because that's a possible thing. He is going to leave me for another chick, you know.
Uh-huh.
He is going to do everything he did before. He's going to do it again.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by Lady C, Corliss, and then I want to go back to Ben. Corliss. Okay, we're back now, Corliss, right? Corliss. And he's saying, Corliss, I just want to ask you one question, and then you answer that question and then say what you have to say. Corliss, when we are talking in our men, in our smooth voice, when we're as silk as we can be, Corliss, you're listening to us. Somebody needs to mute their phone in the background, please. We got a lot of noise. Corliss, so we're talking as smooth as we can, and you're listening to us, and we're saying, listen, girl, and we're crying. We're crying. We know how to do it. It's like, girl, I've never loved another woman like I love you. You know, this was the most horrible. Listen, that woman was nothing like you. I know I made a mistake with my kids and with you, and I know you're involved with another man, and I respect that. But listen, girl, he ain't going to love you like I love you. Now, Corliss, what are you saying to that? What do you say to that, Corliss? Come on, Corliss. Honestly, Corliss, come on now, Corliss. Huh?
I'm sorry. After I finish laughing? No, I'm just kidding.
After you finish laughing. That's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we do have hearts. We do. I don't know if it was Lady C or Miss Cross. We listen. You know, we definitely would listen. But depending on the extent of the hurt, I don't know. I will love you and I will forgive you all day. But I just don't, you know, you have to have enough self-worth enough to decide if you want to go through that again, if you want to be put in that place again by a man. You know, somebody that said that they loved you, they showed that they love you at some point, And then, you know, and all of a sudden something changed because somebody else walked up or you decided to get involved with somebody else. So it's really like a case-by-case basis. You have to make the decision and decide, hey, do I want to go back to this place again? Do I want – it took 2 years for Vicky to recover or to get back
right
to where she to kind of owned it or kind of felt more – felt good about herself again.
Right.
So it once you do – take all that time and effort to kind of get yourself back together and then to have to kind of have it unravel again, it might not
uh-huh
unravel. It might not. He might very well be true to his word, but it's just
mm-hmm
a chance sometimes we have to take, you know. And love is something. When we
so
say we
Cordless,
love somebody,
let me ask you,
know?
This question.
Yes.
So,
yes,
Cordless,
yes.
Let me ask you this question. You're Vicky, and you really like this lawyer that you're dating. Your life is on track, but you really your heart is really with Wallace. And Wallace is like, baby, look, just all I'm gonna ask you to do is just have dinner with me one evening. That's all I'm asking. Just have dinner. I respect the fact that you're seeing somebody else. You know, just would you just have dinner with me, Corliss? What do you say? Come on, you ain't
okay
feeling this attorney. I mean, you like him. He's a nice guy, but your heart is with Wallace. Come on, Corliss. He just baby, just have dinner with
okay
me. That's all I'm asking. If you don't enjoy, you know, my company during the dinner, you know, and you can see I've tried to get myself together. Just have dinner with me. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking you to even leave the other guy. Just have dinner with me. One dinner. That's all. Is that gonna hurt anything?
It won't hurt anything, and I probably would do dinner.
Yeah, right. Now I know we got you. Oh my goodness, Ben, let's bring you in. Ben, let's bring you in. But don't be prejudiced on me, Ben. Ben, can't we get back?
Yeah.
Ben, isn't there a chance we can get back in? Help me, Ben.
Oh, yeah. And I would start off with a conversation with her, and I'd say, a mistake increases your experience, and experience decreases
yes
your mistake. You learn
oh
from your mistake, and others learn from your success.
And you see that? You see that? And so they start trying to dissect what you just said. And
mm-hmm
see, another ploy, what we're trying to do is we can get them, and I know this might be the deception, but sometimes we got to use everything we got as men to get there. And right,
yes
Ben?
Yeah.
And so what happens mm-hmm is we're trying to now, it's like, man, if I can just get the dinner. Just get that dinner. Lady C, would you go to dinner? Lady C, without prejudice now, without
right
any prejudice of all that you heard. Lady C, come on now. Lady C, would you go to dinner, Lady C, with all
what
that Ben just said and I just said? Just a dinner.
Well,
a friendly dinner.
You said, you know, you're in love with him. You're in love with him. I'm a firm
yes
believer, love
yes
conquers all. So if I'm in love with him and I'm not in love with the lawyer, I'm going to go to dinner with
right
him because I'm going to want to rekindle that.
Yes.
Because if I
yes
love him, I love him.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Father. Oh, my goodness. Miss Cross, let me bring you in. Miss Cross, I love it. I love it. Miss Cross, let me bring you in. Women are not only never underestimate the power of woman, but women are so forgiving. Oh, we just love you all. Miss Cross. Come
yes
on, Miss Cross, without any bias or prejudice. Just a dinner, Miss Cross. Just a dinner.
I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, I would go to a dinner, you know. But everybody knows that I like my belly. So you know, I'm my own, and I guess I'll disclose a little bit in my own personal life. I, you know, my ex, we have a daughter, and we have the weirdest relationship, like to where, you know, we still, you know, when we broken up, we had family trip. We took a family trip. Nothing happened, you know, but it was just like, so I, you know, when I hear this, I'm like, because I know when I'm done, I'm done. I don't care what you say, because I didn't
right
give you, I didn't give you chances times 10,000. So once I say I'm done, you know, and I couldn't even imagine if he was the one who made the decision to leave me, I would be so bitter and petty. There's no way that I would take it back, because I would let him watch my success. And from the sidelines, I would allow him to cheer me on, but I would not go back there because I'm like, you know, you left me hanging. Like, I gave you everything, and you just
right
pushed me out into the water,
oh
even though I couldn't swim.
So,
but
no,
even though,
you know,
Ms. Cross, yeah, but even in your mind, and I'm not a woman, I can't say what's in your mind, but we can see what your actions demonstrate, your conduct. And so we know that even if you go and have the dinner, there's a possibility. But we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Let's go to West Palm Beach, 561-676. Thank you for patiently waiting. Who do we have with us, and welcome? 561-676.
You have Antoinette. How are you?
Antoinette, thank you for joining us, Antoinette. We appreciate you being here. Antoinette, what are your thoughts? I mean, the poor guy, he finally found a way to get the woman to have a dinner with him. That's hope. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, I've just been listening. I came on a little late, so I don't know what the whole, what all the details were in this particular scenario. But I will tell you, you girls all bit the apple. And I was listening, and as I was listening, I don't know if this was a married couple and they have children together and this is a
family. Yeah, it's a married couple.
And was it a repetitive behavioral pattern with like the
yeah. But what I'm gonna do is, Antoinette, because we're running out of time, I'm gonna ask you to listen to the archive show. It'll play 20 minutes after this broadcast.
Yeah, I don't know how you called on me. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know when you called my number. I answered, but I didn't know why. No problem. I'm just listening.
Oh, thank you so much for listening with us. We're going to actually stand by. Ben, let's go to you again and say, you know, your thoughts. I feel so good that Wallace, there's hope for him. You know, I realize all that he's done, but do you know, Ben, I have to say, you know, in support of Vicky, I think that if Vicky really has that dinner, she's now subjecting herself to going back out there to rekindle that love that could be risky and bring her back into a situation that's unknown. And I don't even know if it's worth the risk. And I'm saying that as a man. Ben, what would you say to the ladies, you know, in terms of that dinner, going to that dinner? Because it makes
well,
you think otherwise as men. It's think, I got a chance.
Well, let me always say this. You know, just like they said earlier, when Wallace had his issues where he thought the grass was green on the other side, when a woman comes into a new relationship with a man, you don't know what's on the other side because he's new. You
That's
don't know what he brings.
That's
you don't know his baggage. So when you say you might be taking a risk going back, well, at least when you go back, you know what you had to deal with. You know what you had. You know what his likes, his dislikes were. You have somewhat of a roadmap of that man. You've intertwined your life with him. So this new person, he presents well. Everybody presents well in the beginning. But he may have some issues that you don't even know might be aware of. He might even
absolutely.
Like you.
Absolutely.
You have kids.
Absolutely.
But he's attracted to you. So he may not even be a family man. So what I would encourage any woman out there is, God gave you something innate inside of you. It's called intuition.
Right.
Don't ever turn it off, because your intuition will tell you what you need to know. Listen, in order for him, Wallace, to rekindle the love he has for his wife, he has to now present himself just as vulnerable as he made her when he left her. And if he can produce that vulnerability to her, that she could see him transparent and see that he has a willing desire to shed everything that he did and ask for forgiveness and assure her that his love for her is strong and that he won't never, ever go down that rope again, I believe he would.
But that's the risk. That's the risk. And Ben, if you have a daughter, would you want, now keeping in mind with all the sexually transmitted diseases that are out here and this man's been gone for 2 years, would you, and I'll tell you, I've got two daughters. I would not encourage my daughters to go back. I wouldn't encourage them because you don't know. And then that mental abuse that he put out there. So, Ben, let me ask you, as a man, would you encourage your daughter to go back?
What I would do, I would hope that I had given her enough identity into who she is. And I would hope that I've been the kind of father to show her what kind of man she's uh-huh. supposed to have. But I really want to stress this. Nobody gets through life without issues, situations, or problems. The biggest thing I want to teach her is that no matter what comes up against you, how you stand and how you present yourself with that problem is going to determine the rest of your life. Because if you just fail and fall and become weak, or if you become too overly aggressive and just abandon, you could potentially be destroying your blessing without even knowing it. Because I believe if a man comes back to you, it takes a whole lot for us or men to come back to a woman if we done really messed up. So that tells you his character is still intact. We are all guilty of something. We just got to figure out how we deal with that something moving forward.
Right. That's a good point, a very good point. We're definitely out of time, you all, but I want to get two final thoughts. I want to get first, Ms. Cross, Lady C, your final thought, and then Ms. Cross, you'll close us out. But I do want to say this here, that I'm very close to my daughters, and if they ever experience anything so traumatic or dramatic in their life, they will pretty much come to me for that type of advice and ask, Dad, what do you think, Dad? And they know that, just like Ben, you said, that you would have hoped that you have instilled in her enough training. You know, but not all women have those fathers like maybe you are and that I am. But they would believe in what I would say. And I would say you might be better off subjecting yourself to not going through that risk, which is you don't know where he's been. You know, as opposed to like with COVID-19, we're going around people that we don't know where they've been. But we're going to ask you the whole we're out of time. I got to get the final thought. Ms. Lady C, let me get your final thought, and then Ms. Cross, never underestimate the power of a woman. Your final thoughts to close us out. Lady C, any final thoughts from you?
Yes, I would just say if I ever decide to go back to someone that's just like him, I would literally try my best to give my all. And if I cannot give my all, I would respectfully just tell him, you know, I got to let you go, you know?
Wow.
So that is just
wow. Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful. This, you know, when you think about all of this, and then, you know, I've heard what Ben said, and then, you know, you don't know what you're going to get with the lawyer, but you know what you had. But the problem is you don't know where he's been, and you don't know whether to trust him again. Ms. Cross, close us out, and we apologize before she does. We apologize to all of you all that we couldn't get the comments in tonight. We'll try to do them at the top of the hour next week. But Ms. Cross closes it out with your final thoughts. Never underestimate the power of a woman. Go, Kamala Harris.
I definitely want to say, you know, I do totally believe in the sanctity of marriage, and I do believe that people deserve second chances. But I remember going, you know, I went to church, and I remember the pastor saying that, reminding the women that God didn't make you a doormat. God is,
absolutely.
You know, he has a purpose and he has a mission for all of us. My thing is, it's not even so much how the gentleman did it. It's not what he did, it's how he did it. You know, to go ahead and not just leave her, but to leave her broken, bruised, and battered, like mentally, like that is unforgivable. Because the whole thing is, yes, people deserve second chances, but there was no reason to do it like that. You know, and now that she was able to get the courage to pick herself up, you're coming back. You know, you left her at her worst, and now you're trying to get her at her best. No, no, no. Women, it's okay to have self-love. And self-love sometimes means letting go of what is no longer good for you. That's not that fit is not for her anymore. And I know they have children. I know they were married. And I know people deserve second chances. But I strongly believe that sometimes you have to fall in love with yourself before you think about loving somebody else. Because
and
that's what happens. She ends up losing herself.
Yep.
Absolutely. And on that note, we're clearly out of time. And then one other thing, Ms. Cross, and then you can add to this here. The fact that if I were a woman and the man, walking out on me is one thing. But to walk out on the children that are your biological children, that there would probably give me the strength to know that I don't want to be dealing with him outside of my kids. Ms. Cross, a final thought on that one. To walk out on your children?
Yeah, most definitely. And then the thing is, you know, he walked out on them, it's not like he said we're going to effectively co-parent. That wasn't the conversation. The conversation was, I'm not giving you child support. I will quit my job before I give you child support.
Yes.
You know, that
right.
was very
much right.
issue.
And you don't love him anymore.
Yes, just very mean and just, why would you do that? Like, what would be the point of that? So for someone to have that kind of heart, your heart is not going to change in 2 years. That's who you are. So I'm like, thank you, Lord, for showing me that who this man is so I can know who I'm dealing with. So I'm going to deal with you accordingly. So I'm sorry, but I don't think that it's a good idea for her to take him back. She could deal with him and co-parent. You know, everybody forgive. She needs to forgive him so
right.
she can move on. But she don't have to be with
right.
him.
That's
right.
true.
I certainly agree with that. I certainly agree with that. Ladies, right. think about that. Listen, we're out of time. Join us back here tomorrow night for your one-hour inspirational program, which is actually going to be 90 minutes. Tomorrow night's topic is God trying to get the world's attention through COVID-19? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's broadcast. If you were going to miss the show, you would have probably wanted to miss tonight's broadcast. But tomorrow night's show is God trying to get the world's attention through COVID-19? And if so, what? What does he want us to do? Please join us here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Ward Show. When we thought this show was good or interesting, you don't want to wait till next week. So join us here tomorrow night or until next week. I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful tomorrow.
We need another hour on this topic.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah,
good night.
It's another hour on this topic.
Yeah, we need a part.
Bye.
We need a part three.
Yeah, we need
God
more time on
all.
This topic. There's more meat on the bone.
Very interesting. God bless you all.
Yeah.
Love you all. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody. And stay safe.
Good night.